Daf is daf test. So we got to three lines down. The Gemara had the two dots quotes from the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us that Av is Golai de Ben, and Ben's Golai de Av, and a Kol Golanai de Yisrael. If anyone kills a Yid, they get Golus, and Yisrael Golanai de him. V'chutz miger toshav. So the first part of the Mishnah says chutz miger toshav, that if a ger toshav is completely excluded from the halachas of Golus, whether the ger toshav is killed or the ger toshav kills, whether it gets killed or killed, it's pater from the whole halachas of Galus. But then the Mishnah concludes and says the last line, Gertoshev eino gola elia aide Gertoshev. Then the last line, that a Gertoshev does get Galus if it kills another Gertoshev. So is it included in the halachas of Galus, or is it not included in the halachas of Galus? So the Gemara says, Alma, we see the fact that it says, Chutz mi Gertoshev, Alma Gertoshev oved kochavimu. It's a full bona fide non-Jew. Ger Toshav, just to remind ourselves, it's a Ben Noach who takes upon himself, he's Makabel, to keep all Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and then we allow him to sit in a Jewish community. So, but he's still a non-Jew, and that's why there's no Golus. But then the Seif of the Mishnah says, Ger Toshav Gola, I think Ger Toshav. So we see that if Golus does apply, Golus isn't a Halach in Ben Noach, it's a Halach of Yisrael. So it sounds like a Ger Toshav is a Ger. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Kana Lo Kasha, Kan B'Ger Toshav, Shehara Ger Toshav, Kan B'Ger Toshav, Shehara Yisrael. A ger toshav that kills another ger toshav, that's the last line of the Mishnah where he gets gullus. But a ger toshav that kills a yid, he doesn't get gullus, rather he gets killed. All right, very simple understanding of the Mishnah. So the Gemara now says, there are those who ask they point out a contradiction in two psukim. Ksivit, one pasuk says, Livnei Yisrael ulager, ulatoshav esochem tiyana sheish ha'arim, that these people have the rights of the Sheish Ari Miklat. Included in them is a Toshav, which is a Ger Toshav. So you see, Ger Toshav does have Galus. But Ksiv, it's written in another pasuk, Vayu Lachem He'arim L'Miklat, Lachem V'lo L'Garim. That only you, only B'nai Yisrael, get it, but not Gerim, not Ger Toshav. So are Ger Toshav included in the Pesukim or not? So the Gemara answers again, Amar Rav Kana L'Kasha, Kan V'Ger Toshav Shavar Yisrael. When a Ger Toshav kills a Yid, that's when you say Lachem V'lo Gerim. They don't get Galus, they get killed. But Khan, the other pasuk that included a ger toshav in Gullus, that's a ger toshav shaharag ger toshav.
But this is talking about a case of shogeg, right? So he's not going to get killed. He's just not going to get that kapara of.
Oh, you're correct. Correct. Exactly. He won't get. He doesn't deserve the kapara. He won't get killed if there's no. If it's not mazed, right? Correct. Gemara then asks the question: Raminhi lefikach ger v'oved kochavim shaharug hargu neragin a ger and a goy that kill. They that themselves get killed. So Gemara says, "Dumya d'oved kochavim ger dumya d'oved kochavim." We're talking about a ger that's similar to a goy. Ma oved kochavim loshna the katal bar minay loshna the katal dela bar minay neharag. When it comes to a non-Jew, we don't care what type of person he's killing, whether it's the same type or whether it's a different type. A goy always gets killed for murdering someone else. So too. And by the way, what we mean by a la bar minay, Rashi says Yisrael. So whether goy kills a mine, which is another goy, or a goy kills a la bar mine, which is a yid, either way the goy gets killed. So too, by comparison, af ger loshna de kotel bar mine, loshna kotel de la bar mine nerag. When a ger kills, we don't care if he kills the same type, another ger toshav, or whether he kills Yisrael, both ways he's going to get killed. So the Gemara says, so what's the question here? So we see here that he's compared to a non-Jew.
Even the shogeg is chayav misa.
Even shogeg is chaymis, it's like a ger, wait, a goy who kills, but a goy who kills in shogeg.
Kills another, we just referred before that a ger who kills another ger is chayav God. But here it says that even b'shogeg is chayav misa.
So how do we see this? That's even b'shogeg though. That just remember article. Okay, so the fact that the halacha is the fact that a goy kills b'shogeg, he gets killed. That's the halacha. So too a ger by comparison. So we see a ger that bishogeg should get killed, not gelos. So Gemara answers, Amar Rav Chista lo kasha, kan shehargu derech yirida, kan shehargu derech aliyah. Depends on the direction of how he killed someone, whether it's an upwards thrust or a downwards thrust. Derech yirida, if it's a downwards thrust, the Yisrael gali, that Yisrael would get gelos, iunami sagile begalos, so too, the ger toshev would be sufficient with a kapar through gelos. If it's derech aliyah, if it's going to an upwards thrust, the Yisrael pater, who nerag? So if he gets pater, if he's pater, the Yisrael, so then, the meaning he doesn't get gullus, so too, the ger toshav shouldn't get gullus either, yet he gets killed.
So you were right before that. We're saying that a shogeg by Ger Tosha where there's not Gullus, there's Misa.
There would be Misa. Okay. Fine.
So that's what the Gemara said.
I'm always happy when I'm right against you.
No, but okay. You just said it depends.
But I'm saying when the cases before, when the Gemara was contemplating that he doesn't get Gullus.
Right.
No.
Did it mean he gets Misa or he gets nothing?
He gets nothing, according to...
Okay, or it's an open question. Either way, here the Gemara says, yeah.
Here it says clearly that he doesn't go.
Rashi above says he doesn't get gullus in the previous case, but doesn't say what does he get, if anything. All right, open question. Either way, right now, the Gemara distinguishes between the derech yirida, he gets gullus, derech ali, he gets killed. Fine. So then the Gemara says, Amar lei Rava of Lav Kavachomer. Isn't this a Kavachomer, though? Ma derech yirida diyaso gali. If it's done the derech yirida, the yid gets gullus. So it's sufficient to get gullus. So derech aliyah, the Yisrael pater, iunera. It doesn't make any sense. It's getting the opposite. If a yid's getting nothing, he's off the hook entirely. So now, how come we're saying the Ger Toshav should get gullus? I'd rather get killed. That's not kavachomer. That something seems to be flawed.
But that's not a question because we said before that kapara is something good. It's not something bad.
Kapara is something good.
Meaning not to be gola in this case is worse than to be gola because gola is mechaper.
Right. So sometimes not getting gullus is mean you don't need it. Right, sometimes you don't deserve it. So look at Tosas Yirmaschal Amarle. Tosas tries to grapple with this question of is getting not getting gullus, is that good or bad? Right. So Tosas says Vim Tomar Adrav, the opposite's true. He had no senes. That reason Derech Yirida Nitein LiYisrael Kapara. The Sagilei Begalus. Derech Rida, it's not such a bad thing, so Galus achieves the Kapar he needs. But Derech Aliyah, lo nitein liyisrael kapara, it's not given because it's more Chomerhu, Veino Goli. He doesn't get Galus because Delo Sagi Begalus. Galus is not going to work for him. He needs more Kapar than Galus. So the Halchanami Amirba Beresh Perakama. So the Kavachomer seems strange. The Yeshlomar Deles Lehai Taima, the Derech Aliyah. We don't hold to this reason. The Derech Aliyah. When you do an upwards thrust, it's not because it's so bad and you don't the gullus won't help. They're assuming now Aliyah is actually more makel than Yerida. To have the onus biyosir, it's more onus for whatever reason. So that's what they're assuming. Aliyah is more lenient. Back and forth. It's fine. So then the Gemara says, where are we? Amrle. Ella Amar Rava, Rava says, but Omer Mutter. We're talking about a case of Omer Mutter where he claimed ignorance. And if he claims ignorance, so that's a situation we're trying to explain. Which case now? I lost the flow here. Rashi, sorry? We get killed. Where we compare him to a guy. At what case do we compare him to a guy? That the guy gets killed, so to a Ger Toshav gets killed. That's where he claims ignorance. Omer Mutter, he's Nerag, and he doesn't get Gullus. So the Gemara then says, Amar le Abaye, Omer Mutter Onus, so I hold that Omer Mutter is Onus. A guy who claims ignorance, he didn't know any better, that's actually Onus, he won't get any punishment. So Amar le Shani Omer Mutter Karav Lemezidu. But he responds back, Rabbi says, I hold claiming ignorance is Karav Lemezid. So that's why he does get killed. V'azul Tamai, they go according to their general shitas, Ditmar, Kesavar Behema, V'nimsa Adam. You thought it was an animal, but it was a person. Kanani v'nimtzah ger toshav. He thought it was a non-Jew, but it was actually a ger toshav, a non-Jew who was makabel sheva mitzvah ben noach. So Rava Amar, you're chayiv. Rava holds you're chayiv because Omer Mutter, he thinks is karv l'mezid. Omer Mutter, karv l'mezidu. Rav Chista Amar, pater, Omer Mutter, anasu. So you have to look at Rashi. How is this case Omer Mutter? Omer Mutter means I didn't know the halacha. This is talking about you didn't know what you were killing, whether it was a person or an animal, whether it's a Jew or a non-Jew. The Rashi just explains here, Rashi kesavar behema. Hareze ke Omer Mutter. It's like Omer Mutter. Shahaya lo lumod. He should have learned what he was killing, that this is an animal and this is a person. He should have investigated. Ve'avze haya lo la'ayin. He should have been me'ayin into what he is shooting the arrow towards. Ubeger toshav askinam. So that's how you compare. Omer Mutter is whenever you are negligent on any of the information, whether it's the information of what's permitted, what's not, or the information of what you're trying to kill, that's always a situation of Omer Mutter of claiming ignorance. So Rava holds claiming ignorance is Karav Lemezid, and Rav Chista, and a bi-hole that it's more of a case of Ones. Okay. The Gemara now says, Vayter, Esive, Rava l'Rav Chista. Hincha meis al ha'isha shelakachta. This is the case of Avimelech when he took Sarah, and he says that you are going to die. He had a dream that you're going to die because you took the wife of this Navi, of Avram. So, my love, Bidei Adam. This is not a case of Bidei Adam. That even though this is a case of Omer Mutter, he didn't know. He was told that she was a sister, not his wife. So it's Omer Mutter. So we see, yet you're still killed on Omer Mutter. So there's a riot that you're killed on Omer Mutter. So the Gemara says, no, lo Bidei Shemayim. No, not that you could be killed Bidei Adam. Vezdin cannot kill someone for Omer Mutter. This Bidei Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, could intervene and kill someone for Omer Mutter, but not Bidei Adam. And Dekanami, and it's very exact, because the Pasuk says, Dechsev Mechatoli, in the dream it says, you sinned to me, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you sinned. So it's an issue of Bidei Shemayim, not an issue of Bidei Adam. So the Gemara says, Latamech, according to your Svara, it also Dechatasi Lelokim, Lelokim Lola Adam. No, did I read the other way around? Right, okay, fine. So you curse that you sin to me and not to Adam. So that proves that this should be flipping around though now. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Le'elokim lo Adam, v'halo yodea shehi eishes ish. Didn't he know that was an eishes ish? So this is referring to now Yosef. We switched over to Yosef HaTzadik now. So there, Yosef HaTzadik says, Chatasi le'elokim, le'elokim lo Adam. And there, Yosef HaTzadik knew that she was an eishes ish. He knew that she was married. And yet it says that he only sinned to Hashem. But no, if you're aware of what you did wrong, so it's also going to be an issue of Bein Adam L'Chavero. We're trying to prove from this pasuk here, you can't make such a dig. Whenever you say you sinned, you're always sinning to Hashem, but it doesn't mean to Hashem to the exclusion of Bidei Adam. That's just how you speak. You sin to Hashem. So you can't bring a riot just because it says by Avram and Sarah and Avimelech, Mechatoli, you sinned to me. It doesn't mean you didn't sin to Bidei Adam as well. So there is no riot from Mechatoli. So what's the understanding here? Ella dino masel adam hachanami dino masel adam. So what we're saying here is that it's simply that the halacha is given over to Adam, just like by the case of Eishes Ish of Yosef HaTzadik. Even though there's a sin to Elokim Tashem, it's still something that's going to be prosecuted in Bezdin. So too the case of Avimelech. There's no raya there. Just because it's mechatoli, it's a sin to Hashem, it could still be taken to a Bezdin of Bidei Adam. So there is no raya from that case whether Omer Mutter is a chay Bidei Adam or not chayiv bidei adam. Now there's an interesting discussion. The Aruch Lanair writes here that we see from this raya from Sarah and Avimelech that you're chayiv in the case of Yosef Etzadik rather that he's chayiv in Eishes Ish. Right? What's a halach? What's the status of the avos and shvatim before Matan Torah? Did they have a din of bnei Noach or did they have a din of bnei Yisrael? So the halach is he proves from here they must have had a din of a Ben Noach, because if they had the din of Bnei Yisrael is not chayiv on being with an Eishes Ish of a Ben Noach. The chayiv on Eishes of Yisrael. But a Jew to be with a married non-Jew, obviously is not allowed, but you're not chayiv Misa to be with. So the fact that Yosef said, I'm chayiv Misa to be with an Eishes Ish of a Ben Noach, assumes that Yosef himself was a Ben Noach. That's what they tried to prove from here.
You also ask another question that's interesting, is that according to Rav Chisda, that loyada is onus, even the shamayim should be pater.
Onus rachmana patre entirely.
Right. So it says that Hashem has his cheshbonus, but.
Okay, interesting. Okay, fine. The Gemara now says last two lines of the Amud Eisiveya by the Rava. Hagoy gam tzadik tarog. So you're going to kill a innocent person here? That's not fair. That's Avimelech claimed that. It's not fair to kill me. I did nothing wrong. I didn't know any better. I was told that Sarah was a sister, not a wife. So we see from here that Rashi writes here, Hagam goy tzadik tarog kesakadaitach shehodu l'kadosh baruch hu. That Hashem agreed. Alma anasu. So it's an anus, and you are not responsible for something that you didn't know. Omer Mutter is actually off the hook. So the Gemara says, no, hasam kidaka mahadre alave. But see what the response is. Hashem didn't agree to Avimelech, he's off the hook. Hashem responded, v'ata now, hashev eishes aish ki navihu, return back the married woman because Avram's a Navi. So we see from here, eishes Navi hu ditahader, dilav Navi lo tahader. Eishes Navi, he knows what took place, that nothing took place here, so then you could return, you could be chozer, and you're not chai for anything. But someone else who's not a Navi, whose husband doesn't know what went on or not, then you would be responsible for taking the wife. So we see from here that Omer Mutter is a Chayiv Misa, your Karav Lemesit. So that's the response. So the Gemara says,
I think it's Kwashbidni.
Is it?
Yes.
So the Gemara says now. You're right, you are correct. So the answer was, Va'ata Hashev Eishes Eishkinavi. Return back. So the fact that Hashem said return back tells us that you are responsible, even though Omer Mota, you're responsible. Mara says, wait a second, there's something strange in the pasuk. Eishas Navi, who did Tader? Dilab Navi, lo Tader? Why are they connected to the fact that Avram's a Navi? Who cares? Only an Eishas Navi, do you have to return the wife, but a non? So what does it mean here? This is what the response was. Va'ata now, Hashav Eishas Ish Mikol Makom. You should always return. Return her, that's one phrase. Always return, no matter whether the husband's a Navi or not. Return the wife. Udekamris Hagoy Gam Tzadik Tarog. Are you going to kill an innocent person? Halahu Amr Li Achozi. He told me that she's his sister. So Navi who? Mimchalama. He's a Navi. And he learned from you. He's a Chacham. He learned from you what? Shach Sanai Shabalir Al Iske Achilo Shasia Shalanaso. Klum Shalanaso Ishikhazu Achos Chazu. So do you ask about food? Do you need food? Do you need drink? Do people ask you about, is this your wife? Is it your sister? So the fact that you're asking such questions about who this lady was, so that's how he knew that to lie to you and say it was a sister. And Mikan Sheben Noach Narag Shayalo Lumod Lolama. So we're seeing from here is the response was double. One is that you're not going to be, return the wife, and had you not returned the wife, you'd be responsible, meaning Omer Mutter is Karv Lemezid, so return him before you do something wrong. Number two is that he's a Navi, and he understood the situation. Even though you're saying he lied to you, still, you're not innocent because you don't ask questions about who this lady is, and that's your fault. And the conclusion of the Gemara is, again, Mikan, from here we learn the following concept, Ben Noach Nerag Shehaya Lo Lumo V'Lo Lama. You can't claim ignorance. Even though Ben Noach could say he didn't know, if you didn't know, that's ignorance, and you are responsible for not learning more. Okay, the new mission, yeah. Bidei Shemaim. Well, yeah, you can't... Fine. The Gemara now says, the Mishnah says, Hasuma in a Gola, the Rabbi Yehuda, a person who's blind doesn't get Golas. Rabbi Meir Omer Gola, he thinks a blind person should get Golas. Hasona in a Gola, one who's an enemy, we'll see what that means in the end of the Mishnah, doesn't get Golas. Rabbi Yossi Omer Hasona Narag, he thinks a Sona person would get killed, actually. Ibneshu Kimbuad, a person who's an enemy, so it's very hard to say that he did things accidental, it just happens to be he killed his enemy, can't be, he must have done this on purpose and he gets killed. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yesh Sone Golov, Yesh Sone She'eno Golov, depends on the circumstances. Zaklal, Kol Shu Yachol Lomar Lada Sarag, Eino Golov. Any person we could claim it was done on purpose, meaning the circumstantial evidence points to the direction he did this on purpose, they have a history with each other, so then he doesn't get Golas. Mishlol Das, if it's easy to claim that it was done by accident, so then how raise a gola? Then if we could claim it's accidental, then we give gola. So again, it's not across the board that every sone gets killed for killing or doesn't get gulas for killing a sone. It depends on the other evidence surrounding the case. So the Gemara explains as follows: Tanur Rabbanim below Raos Prat Lasumra Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The pasuk says one who can't see, one didn't see the situation and he killed someone accidentally, but he's able to see. To the exclusion of a person who's a suma, who's not never able to see, so he doesn't get, he's not on the parsha of Gullus. That's the position of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, below Raos, is Larabos as a suma. He thinks it comes to include a person who's blind. So, fine. So my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning here? Dechsiv asher yavos re'eu biyar, that when you come into the forest with your friend, afilu suma asa. So afilu suma, anyone, it doesn't specify who, anyone who's a re'eu. But then comes asa below Raos ma'ata. The word below Raos means that you didn't see him, you could have otherwise seen him, but you didn't see him in this case, as opposed to a suma who can never see. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of the drasha, why a suma doesn't get gullus. Rabbi Meir says below Raos is lemait. It really, that word below Raos is coming to exclude, you're right. But then there's another phrase, bivli das is lemait also. That's another pasuk, another phrase that comes to exclude. So now Rabbi Meir invokes the concept, the drasha, have a mute acher mute, vein mute acher mute el larabos. So it's like a double negative. A negative is something negative, and you have two negatives with each other, it creates a positive. That's math. So the same thing in English, you say no, that means really yes. So two exclusionary words ends up actually meaning to include something. So since it says below Ros, and then it says bivli das, that comes to include, it includes a summa in the parsha of Gullus. So then Rabbi Huda says bivli das is a prat lemiskaven hudasa. Bivli das is a completely different type of miut. Nothing to do with sumer or not. It's talking about another category of one who doesn't have kavana, and therefore you cannot combine the two miutim of bivli das with a below Ros. Meaning the only time you say ein miut acher miut ela rabos, is only when the mir is coming to exclude the same item, the same person, the same case. But when they're coming to serve two different purposes, like a bihuda, then you don't apply the double negative equals a positive.
Where is the blita?
I'm looking on the side here.
So they have to be together, right?
No, normally they do. You're right. That's not this pasuk here. It says in a different pasuk, it says, V'zed dvar rotzeh, asher yonah shamba v'chay, asher yakez reyu, v'vlidas, v'hu lo sonei lo mitmol shilshom.
That's also in Dvarim.
Yeah, they're right next to each other. Psukim right back. So it doesn't have to be, I guess, mamish next to each other, but at least says they're close enough. Okay. The Gemara now says, Rabbi Yossi Omer Hasone Nehra. Rabbi Yossi holds a person who kills an enemy, he says you don't get gullus. And according to, the Tanakhama says you don't get gullus. Rabbi Yossi says you do get killed. So if an enemy kills another enemy, if Sone kills a Sone, he gets killed for that. But no one warned him. There's no Hasra. We always know you need Hasra before you could kill someone, before capital punishment. So the Gemara explains, Masnisin Rabbi Yossi bar Yehudahi. The Tanya Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer, a Chaver Eino Tzar Hasra. A person who's learned doesn't need to be warned. You don't have to tell him that he can't cook on Shabbos. He can't cut off an apple from an apple tree on Shabbos. He knows that already. The Fishalo Nidna Hasra El Hafkin Ben Shogig Lemazin. The whole point of Hasra, just so Bezin should know, was it done on purpose and he gets a Misa, or was it done accidental? He's Chayv Achatas only. So when a Chaver, a Tamil Chacham, does it, of course he knows what he's doing. And he knows the Halacha. And therefore, he doesn't get killed. Rather, he does get killed in this case. So we're talking about a Sone Chaver. So the Rav Yosef Engel says, it's a very strange thing. Why can't he claim he didn't know? How come? Maybe he did know the Halacha Taka. Who says he knew the Halacha? Maybe he didn't know the Halacha. So the Rav Yosef Engel says, he proved from the sugya here, that we learn, he writes this in Beis HaOtzer, that any type of mitzvah that is a davar sichli, that's sensible, that's part of society, that you know murder, everyone agrees, is going to be usher, so that even though the individual didn't learn, so then we expect him to know. A guy could be mom's biggest amah aretz, but everyone knows that no one kills. You don't kill people. You don't steal. So anything that's a davar sichli, we expect him to know. So everyone would be considered a chaver, he thinks. He thinks even though the Gemara says a chaver here, it doesn't mean a chaver. It means someone who knows about the halacha of murder, which is everyone. Everyone knows murder is usur, no matter if you ever open the b'chumash or not open the b'chumash. So therefore, a davar sichli is something that we expect everyone to know, and they're responsible for this. The Klechemda argues. Klechemda quotes from the Ritva and says, no. Only a Talmud Chacham here, when it says Chaver, it means a real Chaver. Only a Talmud Chacham who kills a Sone is responsible. But an Amma Aretz who kills a Sone is not responsible because maybe he didn't know. Ah, it's a Davar Sichli. The Ritva says we don't expect people to even know a Davar Sichli. He's not responsible for things that are part of society. That creates a whole big discussion of a Davar Sichli, whether that's something that's self-understood or not, and whether you're Chayiv as well. It becomes an interesting discussion whether Ben Noach is Chayiv in Kibud Av Va'im. Kibud Av Va'im seemingly is something that's a davar sichli. It's sensible to show respect to your parents who've given birth to you and raised you and supported you. So many poskim hold that a ben noach is chayv in kibud Av Va'im because it's a davar sichli. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins that a ger, person who converts, is chayv if he curses his real parents who are non-Jews. Now the only reason why he's chayv for cursing his parents who are non-Jews is because we don't want the non-Jews to say, oh, he goes to a new religion and becomes this blasphemous person, so that's why they're responsible. But had not been for that svara, he wouldn't be responsible for cursing his parents. Isn't it a davar sichli that anyone should respect their parents? So we see from here that Shulchan Aruch paskins, we don't expect people to, they're not held responsible for keeping a davar sichli. That's what they say. Fine. Gemara now says, Rabbi Shimon Omer Yesh Sone Gola. He said, not every Sone is going to get Golas. It really depends on the circumstance. So Tanya, Kate said, Omer Rabbi Shimon Ben Yesh Sone Gola V'Yesh Sone Sh'Eino Gola. Some do get Golas, some don't get Golas. Nifsak Gola, Nishmar Eino Gola. So what's the case of a Nifsak here? Where's that Rashi? Rashi, Nifsak Achevel V'Nafa Lav Ein Lomar Ba L'das Zeh. A guy's picking up a pail up to his roof and the rope snaps. It falls and kills someone, that we assume there was no intention, he gets gullus. That's a shogig. But let's say, nishma, let's say it dropped, he's picking up the pail, and then he let go of the rope, accidentally I dropped it, it was too heavy for me, so then that we assume is mazid, and eino gola. V'hatanim, but doesn't the Braisa say, Rabbi Shimon Omer, liolam eino gola ad sheyishmat mechatelo miyado? So he says, don't we say the person there, he doesn't get galus until it drops from his hand. So what's that mean here? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Liolam eino gola, it's around 10 narrow lines down in Rashi. Liolam eino gola, lo ohev velo sone benifsak el benishmat. So we see here, mechatzelo is hu me'agelo. Whether it's a person, a friend, or an enemy, you don't get galus unless it drops from your hand. Mechatzelo, Rashi says, hu me'agelo, is that roller. Shepamim shetachin b'machatzelim shu kli omnus shabonim, something they would spread out that they would use. I don't know exactly what this is. I don't know if there's an English translation for this.
Trowel.
Trowel, okay. Doesn't mean nothing to me. So either way, we see from here, though, that liolim includes even an ohev doesn't get gullus unless it's nishma. This is not unique to a case of a sone. So the Gemara says, kashya nifsak a nifsak, kafsha nishmat a nishmat. So the Gemara explains what's going on here. Lokasha. Nifsaka, nifsak lokasha, haba oheva, haba sone. So when it comes to snapping, so he said when it came to nifsak, the sone gets gullus. But an ohev doesn't get gullus. Because we assume it's mamish and onus. If it's snapped, that's onus. But if a sone has his rope snapped, so then there's some indication, maybe it was kind of intentional, and maybe he carved a little bit, so it got very weak. So that's a case where you get gullus for nifsak. And what about nishmat? We said in the first case that the sone nishmat doesn't get gullus. We assume he dropped it. But then this brayso of Rabbi Shimon says, nishmat, you do get gullus. So the Gemara says, nishmat a nishmat lokasha harebi harabanan. This is machlokas tonight, whether nishmat, whether the sone is going to get gullus for nishmat if it drops from his hand, or he won't get gullus if it drops from his hand, we consider it mazer. That's machlokas rebi and rabanan. So that's a long rashi here connecting rebi rabanan to that previous discussion of when you hit the tree and the thing broke off afterwards, that's secondary. They want to connect this as well. Should we read through this rashi here? What do you think?
It's not the case where the chip falls off. It's the case where the iron falls.
The piece of the metal. So look at Rashi, the first half of that Rashi. So look at Rashi. See Rashi, nifsak, nifsak lokasha, ha rebi harabanam. Rashi says, ha dekatani nifsak gola. When you say it snaps, so then you get gullus. So that's afilu besone. Even besone does that. The kol shekein be'oiv. And certainly if a friend it happens, you get skullus. Rabbanan, valiba the Rabbi Shimon hu, tamar nishmar barzel makaso vahara gola. If the barzel comes flying off, so and it kills someone, he gets gullus. And in v'nifsak hachevel, dumya de nishmar habarzel. That's similar cases. If it's snapping, it's very similar to the barzel flying off the axe, makaso. He, shenishar ha'gibiyada, where you're still holding on to the main part. You're holding on to the rope, and then it snaps. You're holding on to the axe, and the metal iron goes flying off. That's where it's similar. V'hadakatani nifsak einagola. When it snaps, you don't get gullus. That's rebihi damar nishmat habarzel mekaso einagola. If it drops from your hand, so he holds, you don't get it because you're still holding on to the wooden holder and the thing flies out. He says you don't get gullus. So that's the same thing. Hua din l'cheval hanifsak. When you're holding on to the rope and the bomb snaps, but I'm still holding on to the rope, but now it's light. That's the same exact model as the case of the axe. Okay.
Didn't Rebbe learn it from Gzeira Shava, but eights and eights and stuff like that?
Yeah, but once we have a Gzeira Shava, now it's viewed as a bin and av to other areas. Yeah. Okay. The mission now tells us, Leheicha Golan. So where exactly are these Ari Miklat are going to be found? So Ari Miklat, L'shalosh Sheb'eva HaYardein, L'shalosh Sheb'eretz Kanan. There are going to be three Ari Miklat on the eastern part of the Yardein, the Eva Yardein, and there's going to be three on the western in Eretz Yisrael proper. Shenamar, it says in the pasuk, "Get shlosha arim titnu me'ever liyarden." Give three cities on the eastern part of the river, veshlosha arim titnu ba'aretz Kanan, and three on the other side in Eretz Yisrael. So, ad shlo nivcharu shlosha ba'aretz Yisrael, until the three in Eretz Yisrael were chosen before they were chosen by Yeshua, lo hayu shlosha be'ever yarden koltos. They wouldn't be affected. They wouldn't provide that safe haven. And even though Moshe Rabbeinu had set them aside because he wanted to do any mitzvah he could before he died, they still wouldn't take effect until the other three were put in place. As it says, Shenamar in the pasuk, Sheish Ari Miklat Tiana, that six Ari Miklat they should be, Ad Shiyuhu Shishtan, six of them, Koltos, until all six of them, Kachas, have to work together. But so long as the final three were not put into a position yet, it's not going to be Koltos. Umechavnos Len Drachim Mizuluzu. By the way, there are a total of 48, there are six Ari Miklat, and then there are 42 Ari Migrash. people get confused. They're a total of 48 cities. And we're going to see later on the differences between Ari Miklat and Ari Migrash. Ari Migrash are Levium cities as well, but it's also a safe haven for the Shogig to go and be protected.
Even the Mezidim, no? Without
Avis? No, Mezidim not. They don't, I don't think so.
No,
I don't think they get. I don't think so. I could be wrong. I don't think so. But whoever it is, whoever's going to Galus, are there six Ari Miklat and there's 42 Ari Migrash, and there are two nafkaminas between them. I think one nafkamina, the Gemara says, is Ari Miklat. The six Ari Miklat, it's going to protect you whether you know you're there or not. The Ari Migrash only protect you if you are aware. If the Gal Adam thinks you have no idea where you are, that's Ari Migrash. So then he has the right to kill you even within the city Ari Migrash. That's one nafkamina. There's a second nafkamina. I don't remember what it is. As an interesting point, the Shemesh Shmuel says that the six Ari Miklat correspond to with a pasuk Shema, the six words of Shema, and the 42 Ari Miklat connect to the 42 words of the Hafta, the rest of it. There's some connection about the Kavana and the Das and stuff. Interesting Shemesh Shmuel. I think it's in Parshas Matas Masi or something. Okay, fine. The Mishnah says further, U'mechabnos lehen drachem mizulazu. And you should have the three cities on each side of the Yarden, three on this side, three on that side. They should be parallel to each other. Shenemar, it says, Tachin lecha derech, you should prepare the way. U'shloshes v'gomer, you should prepare the way from the cities that they should be all, you could connect, they should be parallel to each other. So then the Gemara says, Mishnah says further, U'moshen lehen, you have to, as you escort the shogig, the rotzech b'shogig to the Ari Miklat, he's escorted by two Talmidei Chachamim. Shemei Yehargenu b'derech, perhaps the Gal Adam is going to chase after him along the way as he's running to this Ari Miklat. V'yidabru alav, and the Talmidei Chachamim will speak to him and warn him not to do this, you shouldn't do this, let him get a chance of kapara, he didn't mean to kill your sibling or your relative. Fine. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda omer, B'tchila, initially, what used to happen was Echad Shogig V'Echad Mezid, Makdimim. Did I skip a line? Okay, oh. Rabbi Meir Omer, Af Humedaber Ayde Asmo, even the Rotzech himself would speak on his own behalf, and Shenemar, B'zed Var Rotzech. He says, what means Zed Var Rotzech? It's a pasuk. These are the words of the Rotzech. The Rotzech speaks. Where does he speak? So he says, and what it means is that if the Gal Adam is chasing after him, the Rotzech should try to protect and defend himself and say something nice and sweet to ward off the Gal Adam. Fine, which is interesting that they have to bring a pasuk for that. You imagine he'd do this anyways. There is one other place that the Gemara quotes a pasuk similar to this, where you have to speak Zedvar. Anyone know what it is? Zedvar. Lost Dr. Sumai. I know it got cold in the shul now. We have no longer a Balkorah here. Yeah, very good. Zedvar Shmita. The Gemara says in Gittin, Zedvar Shmita. It's also a Mishnah maybe in Masech Shavuos. I think Shavuos maybe. That Zedvar Shmita, then it comes to Shmita Ksafim. So let's say the person wants to pay back anyways. Shmita's Ksafim came. You lent me money and I didn't pay you back. Shmita came, Shmita's Ksafim, I don't owe you money anymore. So now I want to pay you back. And you say, no, Shmita came, you don't owe me money. So I say, I really, really don't want to pay you back anyways. So you have to say, Zed Dvar Shmita, the halachas of Shmita is that you don't owe me money anymore. If I insist on paying you back, so then you're allowed to accept it. But there's that Zed Dvar Shmita, you have to say, there's this word that you have to say as the malva, as the bank, you have to refuse the money. So too here, Zed Dvar Ratzech, the Ratzech has to defend himself and say something in order to ward off the Goel Hadam. Okay, the Gemara in the Mishnah now finishes off saying that Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer Betchila Echad Shogeg Echad Mezid Makdimin La'ari Miklat. Initially, they would send everyone to the Ari Miklat, whether it's Shogeg, whether it's Mezid, who Bezdin Sholchin Umevin Osam Misham, and Bezdin would send there and bring the parties back to be judged in Bezdin. And Mishin is Chayiv Misa BeBezdin Hargu. Whoever was Chayiv Misa, they found Edom Hasra, they would kill him in Bezdin. B'Shalom is Chayiv Misa Patru. And whoever wasn't Chayiv Misa, they didn't have Edom, they didn't have Hasra, so they'd send them off. He would be Pater. I think that was against Andy, what Andy was saying. Mishin is Chayiv Galus, and then person, the Shogeg, who is deserving of Galus, Machzir Naso Limkomo. They'd send him back to his place, meaning to the Ari Miklat. Shenemar, it says, Veshivu Oso Ha'eda Elir Maklato, the Eda, the Bezin, would send the Shogeg Biratzeach, they'd send him back to the Ari Miklat as a place for him to be protected. So Gemara now says, Taner Rabbanan, Shalosh Sha'arim Hevde Moshe Be'eva Yarden, Ukenegdin Hivdil Yeshua Be'eretz Kanan. Moshe set aside three on the eastern part of the Yarden, and Yeshua set aside three on the western part in Eretz Kanan. Umechabnos Hayu Kamin Shte Shiros Shebekerim, and they were parallel, like paths that are found in a vineyard, very equal. Chevron B'Yehuda Keneged Betzer B'Midbar. So Chevron was in Yehuda, and that was parallel to a city called Betzer, which was in the Midbar, which is Eva Yarden. Shechem Behar Ephraim was connected Ramos Begilad Begila. Kadesh Behar Naphtali as Kineged Golan Bibeshem. Shlosha, so that's where the various cities were, three on each side. Vishlosha Shayu Mishulashan, and they should all be separated equally. Shiu Midarum Lechevron, Mechevron Lechem. The division should be from south to Chevron, should be like from Chevron to Shem, and from Chevron to Shem should be from Shem the Kadesh, Mishem the Kadesh, Kim Kadesh the Tafon. Everything should be equal. Now, people misinterpreted the word Mishulashim. People think Mishulashim means thirds. Now, the truth is, how many parts are there if you separate everything? If there are three cities, so how many parts? There are four parts, exactly. So it's not really thirds. So Tosa points this out already. Mishulashim doesn't mean the last line he says of Tosa. If you read the last three lines, we'll jump there. Because they're not three parts, they're really four parts. What it really means, as Tosa says in the beginning, that they should all be equal. The parts should be equal. Even though Shalosh means three, it really here means they should all be equidistant from each other, or the same distance each section. Fine. Now the Gemara says, and we'll finish off with this, that Beva Yardain Tlas, Beret Yisrael Tlas. Doesn't make any sense. Look at Rashi, the last line here. Beva Yardain Tlas, there were three cities, Betmiya, Benachla Shnei Shvatim. There are only two Shvatim. Reuven and Gad were living on this, and half of Mount Manasseh were living in Eva Yarden, and you need three cities to oversee two Shvatim, and Kimobu Nachla Sar Shvatim, and there are 10 Shvatim living in Eretz Yisrael, where you need three. The ratio doesn't make any sense. Now, I don't know the numbers of who's living there. Really, it's not fair to break it based on Shvatim. It could be, Reuven and Gad had huge Shvatim. But apparently, the Gemara doesn't answer this way, so they had a very small population, so why was it split three and three? The north and, yeah, is it?
Sure, because it's like a circle, and then Israel goes way down.
Well, then, and doesn't it become the equal parts, not equal in the end of the day, then? If we said before, they have to be equal from...
No, it is, but I'm saying, but the distance between one city and the other one would be much shorter in every yard than in Israel.
No, but can't, because...
much longer.
But it can't be either, because if we said that they're parallel...
Yeah, but they're not.
They're not parallel.
I mean, there's something wrong, because if you look at the map of this man of the Bechor, you'll see that it goes further, much further down.
So what does it mean that the parallel then, I wonder? Okay. That'll be your project. You're
right.
The Bucky and Nugget.
If it's Kerem, right? Why would it be Kerem is not parallel? Kerem is more like a diagonal, like we learned.
Well, the different ways to put a Kerem.
Right.
I thought the vision was just like, there's a row. There are rows in the Kerem. So yeah, okay. I don't know. Anyway, so what's the reason why the ratio is such a greater ratio in Eva Yarden than it is in Eretz Yisrael? So Amar Bai explains, Begilad Shchichei Rotzchim, in the area of Gilad, which is in Eva Yarden, it was known to be a place that murderers would live there, they were raised there, and it was more common, so they needed more places to protect these Rotzchim. Dechsivet, it says in the Pasuk, Gilad, where's the Pasuk here, from Hosea, Gilad Kiryas Poalei Aven, Akuba Midam. This area was Akuba Midam. Akuba Midam. My Akuba Midam, says the Gemara. Amar Belazar Shayu Okvin Larog Nefashos. Rashi explains Okvin means Orvin. They would ambush. They would all try to kill. That was just the nature. They're very aggressive, very violent there in Gilad. That's why they needed more Ari Miklat on the Avar Yarden. Okay.